Well, new research shows that city-country divide is real, but not as simple as you might think. The Grattan Institute looked at differences in incomes between people living in urban and regional areas. It found while there is a gap in wealth, the incomes of both city dwellers and country people have risen at the same rate over the last decade. Grattan Institute fellow Danielle Wood says while the gap in incomes isn't growing, the major cities are.
Incomes in both cities and regions have been sort of chugging along at about 2% growth rate a year, so the gap between the cities and regions isn't rising. What is happening, though, is that cities are growing faster in aggregate because more people are moving to the cities. That's partly because some people are shifting from the regional areas to the cities, particularly as the services sector grow. And it's also because cities tend to attract a lot more of the overseas migrants. So the total size of the economy is growing, but in terms of individual incomes, growth has been pretty similar in regional areas and city areas.
Okay, and you said that it's specific parts of cities that seem to actually have been suffered a decline in income. What are these sorts of areas?
Well, there's certainly parts of cities where income growth is more stagnant. And, you know, it's always hard to make generalisations, but what we do see is it tends to be the outer suburban areas that have lower rates of income growth. So you sort of see a pattern where income growth is pretty strong in the inner cities, drops off a bit when you get to some of those outer suburb areas, so on the sort of the city fringes. And then as you get into regional areas, the growth rate has picked up again.
So what do you think is behind what you've seen then in these figures that you've brought out?
Look, it's difficult to know, but I mean, what it certainly suggests is there are opportunities in regional areas that exist for people to continue to grow their incomes. It may be that the population shift to the cities is somewhat equalising income growth across regions, so it suggests that people are kind of moving towards where the jobs are. But it's always difficult to generalise about these kind of high-level findings.
And you note somewhat cryptically that this is sort of the first part in exploring the rise in the vote of minor parties in regional areas. Obviously, there's more work to be done to tease that out, and you'll bring that out at a later time. But does this show anything preliminary to you about that it might explain in some ways this phenomenon that you're exploring?
Yeah, we always like to put a bit of a teaser out there, get people excited about our future work. But yeah, so the phenomenon is as you described. So basically we're looking at the rise in the minor party vote in Australia. That's been increasing over time and something that we've noted is that's rising particularly strongly in regional areas. So regional areas have always tended to vote more for minor parties than city areas, but that gap is increasing over time. So this research feeds into that question because a lot of people are saying a lot of different things about what it means and what's been driving that. So some people say it's all about the economics. It's because regions are falling behind or because of increased inequality in the regions. And what this work says to us is that the story must be more complex than that. Because income growth has held up pretty well in the regions, inequality in regional areas is actually lower than inequality in a lot of city suburbs. So it suggests that it's certainly not just an economic story, that there's more to the picture. So the next phase of work we're doing is having a look at service provision in the regions is one thing. We're also looking at attitudes and how they're different between regional areas and city areas using a whole lot of survey data. And we're also having a look at questions of trust in institutions, so trust in government and other institutions and how that might differ between the cities and the regions and therefore how that could translate into different voting patterns.